This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller announces several initiatives aimed at boosting economic growth for 2013. All schools in the Eastern Parishes successfully reopened, and a Kampong Maroon community to get computer lab. Stay with us. The details after this break.
Jamaica, it's time to participate in the public sector customer service competition. Vote for any public sector entity or individual of choice by calling toll-free 1-888-991-2752. Vote online at cabinet.gov.jm or place your entry forms in voting boxes at various entities. The public sector a customer service competition. It's time to vote. Time to give the winners recognition. Deadline January 31.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has announced a number of initiatives aimed at boosting economic growth set to come in stream during 2013. Mrs. Simpson Miller cites the development of the Gordon Key Container Transshipment Hub and the development of the Fort Augusta Container Terminal and Logistics Center among the major projects.
Cabinet has also approved the establishment of an enterprise team for the privatization of the Kingston Container Terminal. There's also the North-South link of Highway 2000, which is under construction at a cost of $610 million. This project will create a number of jobs as there will be major development projects along the corridor between St. Catherine and St. Anne.
The Prime Minister also announced an injection of over $200 million in capital expenditure in tourism to fund major projects including leisure hotels, Ryu Palace and Fiesta Phase 2, as well as Shanghai and Marriott Business Hotels. And Prime Minister Simpson Miller has reaffirmed the government's commitment to pursuing sound macroeconomic policies. In an address to the nation Sunday, Mrs. Simpson Miller says this was the only way out of the country's economic underdevelopment.
My government is fully cognizant of the fact that social protection has to be anchored on a foundation of macroeconomic stability and economic growth. That is why we are moving apace with tax reform, public sector reform, and pension reform. That is why we are making determined efforts to reduce our debt burden.
Mrs. Simpson Miller adds that economic growth requires discipline and the government is prepared to exercise such prudence in the interest of the people. All schools in the Eastern Parishes had a successful start to the Easter school term this Monday, despite damage to many institutions suffered during Hurricane Sandy last October and torrential rains which followed. Regional Director for Region 2 in the Ministry of Education, Janet Brim, says all 172 schools were able to resume full operations due in large part to the efforts of several partners.
We have three schools that were totally repaired in terms of their roofs. Devon, Penn and Robbins Bay, those who were done through the German government, and Old Pira was repaired through the French government. We also have Scotiabank, who has committed to repairing some schools for us. A donation of $3 million was made for repairs to Norwich Primary School.
Region 2 comprises schools in Eastern St. Thomas, Portland, and Eastern and Southeastern St. Mary. And the Akampong Primary and Junior High School is to receive a state-of-the-art computer and library center. The center to be used by the students and community members is a donation from a Maroon living in the United States. Speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony, Minister of Education Reverend Ronald Thwaites said this type of public-private partnership was commendable.
This is exactly the kind of partnership that we want, where someone from the community, business, comes together with the education system to lift up the hopes and the possibilities of our children. That's wonderful. This is a great day for the Maroons. It's a great day for Jamaica.
Work on the center will start in February and is expected to be completed within 6 to 8 months. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.